Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
A little local connection. Drew Locke. Let's talk about Drew Locke for a second.
He kind of got hosed.
He did. So, in New York, he was signed in the offseason. $5 million, I think, guaranteed money to be the number two quarterback behind Daniel Jones. And some even thought maybe compete with him at one point during camp. That did not happen, though. Now we all know Daniel Jones has been benched. They're starting the third string quarterback, Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets. He's back. Drew Locke clearly was upset, and he probably should be, because he was told he was the number two quarterback, as in he would be the guy that gets to start when Daniel Jones is not available. But listen to Drew Locke yesterday up in New York.
Again, that's, you know, that's a question I might still have for myself. It was expressed to me that I was going to be the two, and I don't know, it's just an interesting situation. Not much I can really say about it besides, again, I'm gonna be here for him, and we're still communicating, still very good friends, believe it or not. I'm gonna be here for him. This team needs to get a win, and we start winning, everything gets a little better around here.
Some of it is in addition to the $5 million. Depending on how much he plays, there were some escalators. He could have made more money. Yeah. There's belief that they're not playing him, because they don't want to possibly pay him that extra money, but also
they also maybe
do not want to, frankly, win games.
Yeah, that's a real Bengals move, by the way, to not want to pay him a couple of $1 million.
Because he's better than Tommy freaking DeVito, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Drew Locke is, and it stinks for him, because if he would have got an opportunity to play down the stretch and perform well, then maybe he gets an opportunity somewhere else next year, and now he's not going to play at all this year.
I was laughing at the text line earlier, because I said it's a real Bengals move. Someone, when we were talking earlier about the crime syndicate robbing the players, I was like, well, they can't rob Jamar Chase because the Bengals won't pay him. I was just like, wow! Shots fired at your squad there, Drew.
There's also no hardware there to pick up, last time I checked, either.
Oof. Look, they didn't deserve that right now. They didn't deserve
it. I have
right
nothing
now
to say about it, because
don't pay players. You can't have an argument against that.
I have nothing to say.
That's fair. I think that's more than fair. I want to discuss on all 32 the rookie quarterback situation. Because what I think has again happened is the standard set by C.J. Stroud last year, or even going back 5 years, maybe with Patrick Mahomes in his first full year as a starter. Stroud has come back to earth a little bit, but obviously we know statistically he had the single greatest rookie season of all time. Most of the quarterbacks, if you look at the stats, they're kind of meh. Like Jaden Daniels, we're 11 games in, he's got 10 passing touchdowns, it's fine, 2,200 yards. Caleb Williams, 9 passing touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Even Bo Nix, who now does have 14 passing touchdowns due to the fact he had a breakout game last week. None of the numbers are jaw-dropping. Like, look at these rookie quarterbacks go. I would just tell you, Stroud set a standard that is unfair to judge whether any of them will be stars. I think you just got to take it in the moments in which they look like stars and just assume that there is some growth still to come in there. And sometimes it's hard to remember, rookie quarterbacks are supposed to look like rookie quarterbacks. I think over the last month, that's what we've seen with Jaden Daniels. Most of the year, that's what we've seen out of Caleb Williams and Drake May and some of these others. I actually think all four of them have shown signs of maybe being viable NFL starters this year with no one that I'm like, that's a bust.
Yeah, it's not a Bryce Young situation from last year where you're like, oh gosh, I don't know if this guy's ever going to figure it out. I also think Jaden Daniels to me is clearly going to be a star. I think I've seen enough, even though the last couple weeks hasn't been as strong. They played Philadelphia, they played Pittsburgh, and there's a lot of belief in D.C. that Cliff Kingsbury, who their OC is, was great in the first half. Historically, Cliff Kingsbury's offenses fall off a cliff in the second
that's
half of seasons. So maybe it's more on him. Who knows? But and then Caleb Williams, Get the man an offensive-minded head coach next year, and let's see what he can do.
So, Mac and I last night on After Hours talked about head coaching vacancies. We've talked about it on this show as well, ranking them a little bit. I think the Jets, behind the Bears, behind the Jaguars, if the Bengals fire Zach Taylor, say they're up there as well, I think the Jets might actually be more appealing than the Cowboys, than the Saints, than some of the other ones.
A quarterback. Because, no,
well, this is the thing.
All right, let me hear it.
So they're bad enough right now. I don't know if they. I know that Woody Johnson has said, let's start Tyrod Taylor. obviously, that might be better for the situation of getting to where they can maybe take Shedeur Sanders, or maybe they can trade up to take Cam Ward. But we've talked about the new coach coming in. You cut Aaron Rodgers. You have Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams, Hassan Reddick. I just think for the personnel, you get the right head coach in there, you can deal with that a little bit more, I think, than dealing with the Saints situation or the Cowboys dumpster fire.
Look, the Saints are a mess cap-wise. I don't think that's a great opportunity either. I'm with you. But after seeing the report about Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, and he is on a fast track to becoming one of the worst owners in sports.
Bulleting up the list.
And that's a bad, bad thing for Jets fans. And you're starting to wonder if he is going to actually think he needs to be even more involved now after the team went all in and it didn't pay off. So I would run away if I was
really
a legit top candidate.
Wanna.
Now, look, we've talked about this. Hey, there's only 32 jobs. And so if you're, you know, like Dave Canales, he took the Panthers job. Nobody else was looking at Dave Canales yet, so he takes the Panthers job. If I'm Ben Johnson, there is no chance, if I have options, I'm picking the Jets over some of the other openings. I also think if the Giants job opens up, I think that's maybe one of the best openings in the future, given where they're at draft-wise. They have, Tracy, the running back. They have Malik Nabers. They have a good defensive front. Like, some of the names you mentioned with the Jets, the names are big, but, like, are they trending in a direction where maybe we've all overvalued Sauce Gardner? We've overvalued some of
the... I talked about this with the Chargers a few years ago. By the way, just to be clear, if you gave me a choice of any of the jobs I believe will be open, I'd still take the Bears. Caleb Williams was the number one overall pick last year.
Absolutely.
I'll convince my... He was supposed to be a generational talent. I'll talk myself.
I think them and the Jaguars are the clear 1-2.
They're like a 500 team over the last 2 years is what they're going to end up being. And if you're going to tell me I'm going to get a 500 team of talent with the number one overall pick from a year ago, if I'm any coach looking at a job, give me the Bears. That'd be my number one choice by, I think, a significant margin. Before I started kicking around these other jobs, the Jets would be pretty low on my list.
To me, that's where Ben Johnson should be the head coach of the Bears next year. There's no reason for that not to happen.
If you knew that you could cut Aaron Rodgers, does that job become more appealing instantly?
Well, I think that's the only option now. He's getting cut, or he's going to retire.
Okay.
Yeah, like I don't think there's much of a scenario where he's back on that team. Period.
Yeah.
He has no more after this year. Anybody that had their allegiance to him because their job was tied to Aaron Rodgers, they're all gone. So like the new guy that gets brought in, like I don't give a damn who you know what I mean? Like I don't care that they brought you in. Like you're not my guy. I think Rodgers is either going to retire or he's getting cut at the end of the season, and they gotta restart that whole thing. But they'll still be paying them.